Hello everyone, I hope my sound is coming through good and I hope everybody's having a wonderful feast. Today we are reading Reader's Choice on the Third Seal and the Greatest Sign. And the first URL of where I'm going to read is now posted. It's Symbolic Meaning of Baptism in Essays 2 in Tho. Water is the symbol of manifested consciousness, ether, and restless water, such as a river or ocean, is the symbol of confused consciousness or mind. Therefore, to baptize in the river by letting the person merge in it and then taking him out is a symbol of saving the person from confusion, river, and pulling him out like a fish. That is why Christ told his disciples that he was going to make them fishers of men. The feeling of bliss which accompanies baptism arises because when a person is suddenly immersed in water and then taken out again, the reaction to this act is the release of some prana from the solar plexus to the brain. Also, because the chakras become cooled, they will be quickened. Both of these reactions result in a feeling of bliss and refreshment, which is interpreted as receiving the Spirit and being saved. This feeling is intensified with a religious atmosphere, which stimulates the emotions. In truth, all of these result in the quickening of the chakras, which is the same as receiving the Spirit, awakening the astral body. However, only those who truly repent and overcome the lower nature and owe to their higher natures to be born again are the true saved ones. And from there, I'm going to go to commentaries on St. Matthew. This is going to be Tablet 4, Chapter 4, Commentaries on St. Matthew. Then was Esau led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, Matthew 4:1. After his spiritual eye was opened, his true struggle in overcoming the power of the Tamaguna started. That is why he was led to the wilderness, which is a symbol for turbulent, uncontrollable mind. In this wilderness of his turbulent consciousness, he started the greatest battle in his life, the battle of overcoming the lower nature, which leads man to all kinds of attractions, desires, attachments, greed, or Maya. John opened his eyes that it was Esau himself who should overcome. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered, Matthew 4:2. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Matthew 4, verse 3. The first psychic center chakra in the body is related to the physiological and safety needs, bread. That is why the first temptation came to him, to use his little gained spiritual powers to gain these lower needs, bread, from society or the external world. The external world is like stone, from which it is hard to satisfy those needs. Command that these stones be made bread. The sentence he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights shows that he had gone through a great purification for a long time, 40 days and 40 nights, before he became aware that to strive for bread alone is a temptation. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4. Also, because he was born an avatar from pure consciousness to flesh, he remembered very well that the goal of life is to become divine. And one of the ways to reach this goal is to follow and live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. By following his will, then the substance will be provided. A man who only lives for bread, physiological and safety needs, is bound in its first chakra and cannot emerge from being earthbound. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, Matthew 4, verse 5. With overcoming this first temptation of the first chakra, he rose to a higher level into the second chakra, but still in the lower nature. The first three chakras are the lower nature of man. That is why the devil, the power of the tamaguna, still is with him. The devil taketh him up, and saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Matthew 4, 6. In the second level chakra in spiritual progress, there is the seed of doubt. He already overcame the misuse of the power and knowledge in the first level and rose to a higher level. But in this level, second chakra, he doubted if God was really going to protect him against the problems in the outside world. In this level, he was exactly at the same stage where the woman was in chapter 3 in Genesis, when she was tempted by the serpent that caused her to doubt the validity of the Lord's command. It is from this level that the question comes to the mind, if it is really true, and if God means it when he said that he will take care of whomever overcomes the illusion of this external world. That is what the devil Tamaguna was doing here. He was putting the seed of doubt into Esau's mind, if he, God, would really keep his promise of protecting him. The temptation came to test God by doing something which would prove that it is true to him. It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God, Matthew 4, 7. Again, the truth came to him through his highly elevated soul, that thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. That is, you have to overcome any doubt and follow him. In fact, after a person follows God's commandments and laws, then he realizes their depth and incredible effects on his life and mind and on others. This doubting and tempting God, in fact, was the very reason for the fall of the woman from heaven to earth. She thought she knew better than God, so she could choose what looked good to her eyes as the way of life. But what looks good to a person is not necessarily good for his spiritual progress. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them. Matthew 4, 8. With this refusal to doubt and tempt God, he overcame the bondage of the second chakra and was elevated into an exceeding higher level, or the third chakra. It is in this level that the temptation comes to gain power, position, and prestige for the sake of glorifying self instead of for the good of all. And that is why the devil took him up into an exceeding high mountain, which is much higher than the previous position at the top of the temple, and showed him the kingdom of the world. Or in other words, in this level, he reached a point where he could see how he could gain earthly power. However, because he was still under the influence of the third chakra, he saw the glory of not how they could be for the good of all. And saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me, Matthew 4, 9. However, he who becomes tempted to gain earthly powers for its glory becomes the slave and worshiper of his lower nature. That is because in order to maintain that glory, he has no choice but to inflict misery on other people and use his powers to struggle all his life to stay in that position. That is why the devil said, I will give you all the glories of the world, But there is a requirement to do this, that you worship me instead of God. Then saith Esau unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Matthew 4:10. And Esau again saw the depth and deceitfulness of the offering. What the devil, Tamaguna, was offering to him was nothing but Maya, glory of this. But Esau knew the only absolute truth is he, pure consciousness. So he refused this last offering also, and said that in order to overcome the ocean of Maya and reach the truth, God, you should worship him through bhakti, and him only. With this last realization, Esau overcame his lower nature, first three chakras, and entered his higher self, next four chakras. When a person overcomes the lower self, first three temptations, he will go to his higher self. That is what is called to be born again. That is to be born from the lower self to the higher self. In order to be born again, a person, by his grace, should overcome the lower self. In fact, this process of being born again, resurrection from the dead, lower self, was the main mission of Esau to come on earth. That is why the symbol for this truth among the churches, which is in the second chapter of the Revelation and in the greatest sign, is the third one, the angel of the church in Pergamos, Revelation 2:12. As it is explained in the book, Revelation of the Revelation, it is the place that a person might still fall back to his lower nature and be misled by Satan, where Satan dwelleth, Revelation 2:13. He might accept the worshiping of the earthly gods, physically, idols, mentally, any other goal but to become divine, or spiritually, imaginary gods, and become a follower of the pagan doctrines. Thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, Revelation 2:14. Or he might become one of the evildoers or false prophets then that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. However, to him that overcometh will I give, Revelation 2:17. He who overcomes the first three chakras will enter into the fourth one, which is the secret and sacred heart. This is known to great men in the spirit as the center of love and grace, Holy Mother. The symbolic number three, which is used all through the Gospels in the life of Christ, such as the three temptations, three falls while carrying his cross, resurrection after 3 days and three nights, and also being the third seal and the greatest sign, all are symbols of being born again, to be resurrected from the lower nature to the higher self. And now I'm going to go to one more tablet in Commentaries on St. Matthew. This time it will be tablet 7. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Matthew 5:11. His disciples were of those who would be persecuted for righteousness. The reason humans persecute these people and say all manner of evil against them falsely is because most men are in their lower nature and do not want to go out of it. That is where they have been all their lives, and also everyone had taught them that this is the way to live. So they feel more comfortable to conform than fight against these false teachings and the power of Maya, lower nature. That is why those who go against this rule will be outcasts, become different, and people will hate them. The reason is that intuitively deep inside, each person longs to go to his higher self and break the bondage of this world and lower nature. But it needs a very brave person to do so. When a person starts to progress in the spiritual path, he is suddenly confronted with so much opposition It seems everyone is begging and trying to stop him. However, if he refuses to listen to them, to stay in his lower nature, they will hate him. That is also one of the reasons why, after a period of time, the religions become diluted by people. The teachings of a founder prophet seem very hard to follow, so a simpler doctrine suited to their own lower natures is adopted, and the truth becomes lost by simplified dogmas. That is when the religion dies, but its followers will not throw away this dead religion and instead hold on to it until it becomes so distorted that it rots the whole society, and their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city earth, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt. Revelation 11, verse 8. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Matthew 5, 12. This process has been repeated time after time in the past, yet those who are chosen should keep their eyes single toward the goal and rejoice in their path of struggle, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth into life, and few there be that find it. Matthew 7:14. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Matthew 5:13. This whole universe was created so that man might reach pure consciousness. So those who find a way and try to become pure consciousness are the ones who make this system worthwhile, not those who stay in their lower natures and refuse to fulfill the Dharma of this universe. That is why they are the salt of the world, which gives savor to the world. However, if these people who have reached some progress fall back, their fall will be great. They will crash to nothingness and become more unworthy than a man in his lower nature. That is why they will be good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Matthew 5:14. But those who continue their struggle and progress further in the path to become the light of the world will shine, and they cannot hide it. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Matthew 5:15. These people should accept their responsibilities as the guidance to humanity and become a guiding light for them. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:16. Shine in the world by your great actions, but surrender the result to the Lord. Become a channel for his divine actions and glorify him. When people praise you for what you did, let them know that it is he who does these great works through you. That is the way to be freed from the bondage of karma. If a person lets him do the great actions through him, then the real doer is not he, but he with a capital H. So there will not be a false ego created by the person, and then he is free from any trace of separateness from him and will dissolve his ego to the universal ego. He will become one with him. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Matthew 5:17. Each prophet comes to further the understanding of humanity by his new teachings and to clarify some points from the old to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Matthew 5:18. The universal laws, dharmas, cannot be broken. All will understand this truth and become it, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:19. Whoever tries to break these laws will break himself against them, and whoever follows them will reach pure consciousness, shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5, verse 20. The Pharisees and scribes used to teach, but not follow what they taught. So to become greater than them, a person not only should teach, but also should follow his teachings. Also, Pharisees and scribes taught the Torah and Ten Commandments, but Esau taught that the goal is not to do sin, but to reach such a state that no desire is left to do sin. Ye have heard that it hath been said by them of old time, Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill, murder, shall be in danger of the judgment. Matthew 5:21. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council, and whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Matthew 5:22. The goal is not to murder, but to reach such a state of consciousness that you would have complete control of your mind, and would not become angry without a cause, would not curse any person, nor judge, say, Thou fool. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, Matthew 5:23, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift, Matthew 5:24. Reaching that state of purification of body, mind, and spirit is necessary. So search your soul, find the impurities within, and overcome them. After you have cleansed yourself, then you might be able to approach the Lord. You have to approach the Lord with a pure heart and free of any guilt. With an impure soul, you cannot see him or know him. Only the pure in heart can see God. Verse 8. This impurity was also the reason that Adam and Eve hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. An impure person might try to pray or approach him, but he will not benefit very much. However, this should not discourage a person to go to him, but at the time of prayer, sacrifice, and meditation, a person should remember his actions and try to correct them, so he progresses more and more toward purity. To turn around and go to him is a gradual but sure process.